Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone, and thank you for rocking with your girl, Tanisha Davis, here on Stardom 100 Radio. I hope everyone has been having an awesome week. I hope so. I really do. I hope you had an awesome week. This week has been very challenging for me, you know, as an entrepreneur, someone that's always busy, you know, writing and I do so much, so this has been a really challenging week for me. But today, I want to speak to my entrepreneurs. I want to speak to my artists, my people that are out there making it happen, my people who are out there going above and beyond to accomplish whatever it is that they're trying to achieve their goals. So the title of the show today is called Growing Pains. And we know that growth is not always an easy thing. You know, it's something that we need. It's definitely needed, but we know that it's not always easy, you know, to grow. You know, so it's called growing pains because, you know, as an entrepreneur, the more we're pushing ourselves to get to the next level, it's often hard. You know, sometimes it's hard. It's hard to keep going when it looks like nothing is happening. It's hard to keep going when we're looking around us and it seems like other people who are maybe doing almost similar to what we're doing are getting ahead of us. And it seems like things are taking off for them. And that can be painful because you're like, man, what am I not doing? Why am I not being successful? Why hasn't it happened for me? You know, so at times those things can be very painful to see. So the road to entrepreneurship, just success in itself, can also always be like a very, very painful experience, you know. But you can make the most of it by staying positive and not comparing yourself to the next person. Like, we all have our own journey. We all have our own race to run, you know, and you have to look at it as like, I'm running this race by myself, and I can't be looking at the other runners, because if I'm looking at the other runners, I'll get tripped up, I'll fall behind, and I won't reach that finish line because I'm too busy staring at everyone else trying to see how they're running their race. You know, everyone's not on the same page. Everyone is not on the same level, so you can't get caught up and watching how someone else is running their race, because you don't know how far they have to go. You don't know how long their journey is going to take, and it may be about to end. And what you want out of life may require a longer journey. You know, I was talking to a friend recently, and he used the metaphor like sometimes you – he used the metaphor as far as like a plane. So you could be – traveling to freaking Jamaica. You could be traveling to Jamaica, but this person is, they only have like a 2-hour flight or a 1-hour flight. So you can't get mad because this person is getting off their flight early and you still got a long way to go. You know what I'm saying? You got to remember, where am I headed? Where am I going? I'm going somewhere else. So where I'm going is going to require a little bit more time. What I'm aiming to achieve in life is going to take a little bit more time than this person, because this person may be where they're going to be. They may have already arrived at their destination, and they're happy, and that's where they want to go, and that's as far as they're going to go. And where you're trying to go is a little bit further. You know, so it requires a little bit more work. So it may be painful to see other people getting ahead of you a lot faster, but just rejoice, you know, rejoice and be positive and don't worry about it and just say congratulations to them that they have arrived at their destination. I can't wait to get to mine because I know mine is coming. So we just got to stay positive. And entrepreneurship, a lot of people don't understand entrepreneurship. A lot of people don't understand you wanting to get out there and own your own business, especially in the black community. You know, in the black community, we're just taught to get a job. Get out there and find you a job. You know, we're not taught to own businesses. You know, we're hardly taught to go and own a house. You know, it's just get a job. Get a job, get you somewhere to live. So it's hard explaining sometimes to the black community that you're out trying to start your own business. People want you to just go get a 9-to-5. You know, go get you a regular job like everybody else and come out of la-la land and stop dreaming and all this stuff that you're doing and be real and get down. And true enough, you know, until you get to where your business that you're doing is creating some income, it's okay to have a little side job. You know, I don't recommend that you go all out and don't have nothing. Now, for some people, that works. You know, that does work for some people depending on your situation. Some people are able to go all out and not have anything, and they are, you know, doing it and making money some kind of way to continue to eat and pay their bills. But it's okay to have a little side job. But the point I'm making is sometimes people don't understand entrepreneurship at all. You know what I'm saying? And so they may make fun of you. They may look down on you because they feel like whatever you're doing, like, what are you doing? You finna start your business? Who's gonna support that? Who's gonna, you know, people will talk bad and talk down on you and try to discourage you, but you have to keep going. So those are part of the painful growth things that we tend to go through dealing with people that don't understand your vision, people don't understand where you're trying to go. And that's why it's so important not to share your dreams and your visions with everybody, because everybody's mind is not on the same page as yours. You have some people that are like the chickens, and you're an eagle. Eagles fly high up, and the chicken is just on the ground. The chicken can't fly. So you're out there trying to explain your vision and your dream to a chicken, and a chicken don't understand, you know? So you have to be wise in everything that you do. Some things are just between you and God. Some things aren't for you to share with everybody, and you don't know the ones you can share it with, but some things you have to keep to yourself, so that could be painful. Another thing that we often encounter is dealing with our with financial problems, you know. That could be a painful situation. I spoke about this just a minute ago. You know, like when you're trying to create some income from this business, but at the same time, you still have other things to take care of. You still have bills, you know, and these power companies and gas, sewage, and all this stuff, they don't care that you're trying to start a business. They want you to pay your bills. So you have to learn how to be creative with everything you do and figure out a way to, even if you have to just get a part-time job. You know, get a part-time job. Make sure that job is going to be able to pay your bills, you know, or figure out another way to bring in some steady income. And I always advise, have multiple streams of income. Don't just have money coming from your business or money coming from your part-time job. You need to have money coming from everywhere, you know, because with this government shutdown that a lot of people have experienced, I believe it would not have affected people as much if they had multiple streams of income. Because when you only got one income to depend on, now you're dealing with, oh, my goodness, if this one income stops, if something happens, if it's delayed or whatever the case, I'm going to be in a jam. But if I got income coming from multiple places, then, that kind of hurts. But I got some money over here, got some money over there. You know, I got money over there. They spoke about a bank. I'm not going to say his name, but a bank that's recently giving people problems with their money. People are not able to access their money at the time. Have your money in multiple places. Don't just have your money in one bank. Have your money in multiple banks, multiple savings accounts, you know, credit union and so forth. You know, we just have to learn to be creative so we can stay ahead of the game, you know, so that we don't go through these painful things that we tend to go through. And another thing that is part of growth is learning that not everybody is happy for you. Not everybody is happy for you. Yeah, and it sucks, but not everyone is happy about your success. Not everyone is happy that you want to start this multi-million-dollar business. Not everyone is excited about that. So even though you would think that people would be happy to hear those things in your life, if it's not happening in their life, some people are not happy about that. They don't care. They're not rejoicing with you because if it's not happening for them, they're not happy. So you have to learn, like I said earlier, sometimes you just got to keep that stuff to yourself, you know, but don't let it get to you when you're not getting the support that sometimes you feel you deserve that support. You feel that this is my family, these are my friends, you know, these people say they love what I'm doing, they should support me, they should, you know, and that's not always the case. Some people are never going to support you. Some people are going to just sit back and watch you. They're going to watch you the whole time and never say anything, you know. And so you just got to be happy for yourself. You got to be your number one team player. You got to be your number one fan. You have to just push yourself and love on you. Embrace you. Remind yourself. Like in the Bible, David had to encourage himself. You have to encourage yourself and say, you're doing a great job. You're going to make it. You're going to pull through. It's going to be okay. I love what you're doing. You know, you have to speak to yourself and encourage yourself to keep going in the midst of everything that's happening around you, whether you're dealing with financial issues, whether you're dealing with a lack of support. You know, it may just be a rough season in your life, but you just have to keep pushing and say, hey, I'm going to make it. Tyler Perry was homeless. You know how hard that may have been for him to be homeless, and you're trying to get people to listen to a play that you wrote? You know how many of family members were looking at him probably crazy? Like, what? You talking about writing a play? You need to be trying to figure out where you're going to live. You need to be trying to handle this. What are you talking about? And look at him today. He ain't got to figure out where he lives now because he's living in this huge mansion. And he owns tons of studios and land and all these great things. You know, Oprah, look at who she is. She's a billionaire today. But she went through some things. She went through some growing pains. They each went through growing pains. You look at the stories from a lot of these successful people. They went through some growing pains. Even Mark Zuckerberg, who started Facebook, you know, look at Facebook today. He's a billionaire at such a young age. He's only in his 30s, like maybe 34, 35. And so he went through a lot. I'm sure people were like, what? You finna start what? You know, get off the computer. Go get a life. Go find something else to do with your time. You're such a nerd. I'm sure he heard all kinds of things, but now he's a billionaire. So you have to keep pushing yourself no matter what people say to you, no matter what people say about you, no matter how people treat you, whether people support you or they don't support you. Keep pushing yourself in the midst of it all. And sometimes you're going to want to break down and cry. It is not easy. It can be painful. Growing and maturing and elevating to the next level is a painful experience at times. And if anybody tells you it's easy, they're lying to you. It's not easy unless you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth. It's not easy. You're going to have times where you just want to fall apart. You're going to have times where you want to quit. You're going to have times where you're going to think you're foolish. And this is ridiculous, and everyone is right about me, and I should just give up. Don't look like nothing is happening. I don't see the sun. Everybody else is winning, and I'm still struggling. You're going to have those moments, and you're going to want to quit. But I encourage you today, whoever is listening, keep pushing yourself through the storm, through the pain, through the financial problems, through the lack of support. push yourself like never before in 2019. Go where they said you could never go. Be who they said you could never be. Do what they said you could never do. Don't handicap yourself this year. Keep going because you're going to make it. I don't care what your situation looks like right now. You're going to make it. Keep running this race. If you have this amazing idea for a business, keep pushing it. Whatever it is you have for yourself, keep going with that vision in your hand and keep running like never before because you're going to get there. And don't get caught up in the distractions of what you see around you because they are just that, distractions. Don't get caught up in it. You're going to be okay. It may be painful now, but there's an old saying that says, no pain, no gain. And you all are trying to gain. You all are trying to financially gain and be the best at whatever it is that you're trying to do. You're trying to be that business owner. You're trying to have your own talk show. You're trying to do things that no one else has ever thought to do. And it may be painful. You're going to want to quit. You're going to want to quit. But I encourage you and challenge you today to never quit, to keep going. So I hope that in the midst of this discussion today, you found courage to keep going. Pick yourself up, hold your head up high, and keep going. No matter what you feel like today, no matter what you feel like today, keep going. It's not over for you. It's not over until you stop. Keep going, and things are going to turn around. Read some of these success stories of people that went through before they made it. It's going to turn around because it's part of growth. Growth requires you to keep going. As long as a baby is being fed and taken care of, that baby is going to grow and grow and grow, and then they'll be a teenager, then they'll be an adult, and so forth. So your life is going to change, but you got to keep going, and you got to keep feeding yourself with motivation, encouragement, and just keep going. Educate yourself on the things that you don't know. If it's something you don't know, educate yourself. Find out. Go to seminars. Go to these conferences where people who do what you do are trying to do what you're doing so that you can know how to be the best at whatever it is you're trying to pursue. Keep going. It's going to be painful. Trust me, I'm a witness to it. It's not easy, but you got to keep going. Keep going, and you're going to reach your destination. So I love you all. Thank you for rocking with Stardom 100 Radio and tuning in with me on this beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. Be sure to follow Stardom 100 Radio on iTunes. Subscribe. Also, be sure to follow Stardom 100 Radio on iHeartRadio. We're also on Instagram, so follow us on Instagram. And keep up with me, your lovely host, Tanisha D. Davis, T-A-N-I-S-H-A-D Davis on Instagram. I love you all. Thank you for tuning in to the show. Be sure to share this episode if you enjoyed it. Comment, let me know your thoughts. I love you all, and have an awesome day. Keep going. Go. 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 Go.